Okay, this is our presentation. I was not supposed to give this presentation. One of my colleagues, Randall Reeder, he was supposed to give, but he just retired. So I'm giving the presentation. The title of our talk is How Long-Term Tillage Affects the Soil Carbon and Nitrogen in Different Fractions, not the total carbon only. And using crop rotation within this tillage, how it influences the overall effect of tillage. So as you know, the tillage practices or tillage is of particular importance to regulate the soil's functional capacity, which is soil quality related, as a sink or source of carbon dioxide and reactive nitrogen. And conventional tillage has identified one of the contributors of carbon dioxide emissions and reactive nitrogen in the environment. So converting this annual plowing on conventional tillage to no-till is one of the strategies to improve the farm cost or decrease the farm cost and improve the environmental quality to regulate carbon and nitrogen. And with crop rotation, tillage practicing may be more influence on soil properties or soil quality, because crop rotation will provide different types of substrate, supports different microbial community or diversity, and as a result, it will affect carbon and nitrogen. And also considering total carbon or nitrogen, which we measured often, doesn't always mean the behavior of carbon or nitrogen cycle in soil. And as a result, we are missing the relative contributions of other pools or the different pools of carbon and nitrogen which contributed to soil quality. So that's why our study, which is around 26 years ongoing study, to see the tillage and crop rotation interaction on various carbon and nitrogen pools, which one changes and how they changes and what they change. So the experiment was conducted in northern Ohio, northwest Ohio, and we call it Northwest Agriculture Research Station under Ohio State University Research Farm. And the experiment, a split plot experiment organized in randomized block design. And the soil was white bill clay loam soil, and the experiment established in 1984. And the first factor of the experiment is tillage. And we use only two different types of tillage. In fact, we have four different tillage systems, but we are using two. And second factor is continuous corn-soybean rotation, and continuous soybean. So this is the experiment, overall experiment. We have, you'll see here, P means plowing, conventional tillage, no-till. Then G means zone building, subsoiling. And also we have strip tillage. And this experiment, although it was established in 1984, not that much of data was collected. Only few parameters. Mostly crop yield, how crop yield responded. So that's why last year we collected the soil, and after collecting the soil, we added cover crops. You can see here CC, no-till cover crops, no-till cover. So we use cover crops in the no-till system and wanted to see how cover crop will influence. So we collected soil by systematic soil sampling, that is GPS guided sampling, 9 cores from each replicated plot, and we calculated total carbon nitrogen, microbial biomass carbon, soluble carbon, active carbon, particulate organic matter, available nitrogen, and pH and bulk density. And we assess the results we expressed in terms of concentration as well as the stocks or pools. So this is the way we collected soil. It was very hard, very, very hard. And you can see we have to apply hand and leg both, and these guys are still trying. It's tough to collect those soil on clay loam texture. Really, really tough. So the first slide we have on bulk density, the tillage and crop rotation effect on bulk density, and we didn't see that significant effect, either tillage or crop rotation or interaction. There are some changes, but not significant. And then we measured the effect on soil pH. Soil pH was significantly influenced by crop rotation, not by tillage. And continuous soybean has low pH compared to continuous corn and corn-soybean rotation. So that indicates that we need liming. Or continuous soybean, because it's a legume, we expect it release acidity or hydrogen ion during nitrogen fixation mechanism. And also we measured the tillage and crop rotation effect on total carbon. And initial carbon, total carbon value, which we measured 1984, around 1.72. So over the years, you can see in conventional till, corn, soybean rotation and continuous soybean, we decrease carbon over time. Whereas in continuous corn, under conventional till, slightly increase. But this increase is not that much because I reduced the scale to make it a little bit sharp. And no-till also increased, but not that much. But surprisingly, in corn-soybean rotation and continuous soybean, the carbon loss was not that much compared to conventional till soil. And same as goes with total carbon stocks, like concentration. And the effect of this tillage and crop rotation on nitrogen, more or less same pattern like carbon. Initial total nitrogen content was 0.21%. And over the years, it didn't decrease. It actually increased. The nitrogen increased. And in continuous soybean, under no-till, it's more or less same. But most of them, they increase. And they increase both by tillage and also crop rotation. But there is no interaction. That means tillage individually influence the nitrogen content, same as crop rotation. But tillage and crop rotation has no significant effect. And then we want to see the soluble carbon, how the soluble fraction of carbon under different tillage with crop rotation changed, whether we'll have a lot of soluble carbon coming out of the field with dissolved organic carbon or dissolved organic phosphorus, just to see the effect. Again, tillage has significant effect on dissolved organic carbon production as well as crop rotation. So no-till has higher dissolved or soluble carbon production compared to conventional tillage, and corn, continuous corn, has more in both cases. Continuous corn has more susceptible to produce soluble carbon in soil. And same like the stalk. And then we wanted to see what is the effect of life, microbial biomass, how this labile pool of carbon change in response to this one, tillage and crop rotation. Again, we found that tillage significantly increased the microbial biomass carbon content in no-till system in under all this crop rotation. And average across tillage, the crop rotation, which is continuous corn, has more microbial biomass compared to other two rotation, corn and soybean and continuous soybean. And then we measure the ratio, the microbial biomass carbon, that is the labile carbon pool over total carbon. That means how much carbon is really in labile form as a percent of total, is it increasing or decreasing? That was the idea to see. And what we found, that tillage has significant effect to increase the size of the labile or biological carbon pool under no-till system, especially under corn, as well as interaction. That means no-till system, corn, continuous corn under no-till system has increased the biological carbon pool in the soil. So no-till with continuous corn compared to other tillage and crop rotation combination. Then we measured active carbon, which we measured as a measure of soil quality. That if active carbon is high, that means a good quality soil. So as a measure of soil quality, we had to see how much active carbon is there. And again, we found that there is no interaction, but tillage has significantly increased active carbon, and crop rotation has significant effect, that is the corn. But the effect is not that much, because under no-till system, all these treatments, crop rotation treatments, increase or influence effectively compared to no-till system. And we also measure particulate organic matter, which is indication of protected carbon, or how much carbon or nitrogen or residues protected within structure. And again, no interaction, no interactive effect of tillage and crop rotation, but there is individual effect. The tillage has some effect, but a lot of variation. And crop rotation, like continuous corn, has better protected carbon or particulate organic matter in soil compared to conventional till soil. So overall, what we got, that no-till significantly increase total soluble microbial biomass and active carbon, total nitrogen and particulate organic matter contents than conventional tillage or conventional till soil. However, active carbon was significantly influenced by tillage and crop rotation interaction. And among the crop rotation, what we found, that continuous corn significantly increased total soluble microbial biomass and active carbon and also nitrogen and particulate organic matter than corn and soybean rotation, as well as continuous soybean. And tillage and crop rotation has significant interaction on the size of the labile carbon, or the proportion of the biological carbon pool. That means no-till, continuous no-till with continuous corn increase the size of the labile carbon pool. And again, among the crop rotation, continuous soybean significantly decrease soil pH compared to continuous corn and corn-soybean rotation. So that's all about my talk. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer.